إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, today I want to talk to you not about the last ayat of Surah Al Imran, but about two words which Allah Subhanahu wa Taala used in that ayah. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mentioned some qualities of success in that ayah. Inshallah, we will discuss that in detail. But two words Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said: "Isbiru wa sabiru." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bisbiru wa sabiru. Allah said, have sabr and have more sabr than your opponent. Now, as we know, sabr is not just to simply sit and wait for something to happen. Sabr is to make the maximum possible effort to the level of excellence that you can possibly make. But making that effort alone is not enough. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. You should make that effort, and your effort has to be bigger and better than the opponent. That is the issue of success. The issue of success is not simply to say, I am working hard. Who cares? So is everybody else. Your hard work, is it harder and smarter than the opposition? I'll give you two examples. When Genghis Khan, the decisive battle that was fought between him and the Sultan of Khawarizm. It was one of the most amazing stories in the annals of military history. These two armies, Genghis Khan's army, which was led by his son and another general, they were ahead and they were being chased by the army of the Sultan of Khawarizm. Now, when you are being chased, and this is all horseback, both of them were cavalry, and they were roughly, I don't exactly remember the numbers, but I think it was about at least two tumans of Genghis, which means 20,000 troops, probably more. And the Sultan of Khawarizm's army was bigger than that. They rode 150 miles in one night. Now, that is an completely unprecedented and thing which never happened before or thereafter. So, we are talking about troops on both sides, the Mongols and the Sultan of Khwarizm's army, troops who were extremely, extremely tough. Each soldier had a string of horses. So, they would, while riding, they would change mounts without dismounting. And many other things. I don't want to go into the details. But point is that they rode for... Now, just to give you an idea of what 150 miles means, a normal march for a army or even for... even for an individual, but for definitely for the army, normal march is 25 miles in a day. So, you're talking about 150 miles. Which is six times the normal march and night. Now, so in terms of sabr, isbiru, they were equal. Genghis's army managed to stay ahead of the Sultan's army because you're talking about archers, meaning that they had to be ahead, otherwise they would be killed. But effectively, both were equally tough. And then, when the morning came, and the sun rose and they were riding east. So, the sun was in their eyes. In the morning, the Mongol generals gave the command to turn around and fight. And that Mongol army turned around and fought. And completely destroyed the Sultan of Khawarizm's army. There was absolute massacre. Now, that is the Sabiru part of it. Until the night, they were both equal. And then the Mongols proved to be more equal than the equal, tougher than the opposition. And of course, the strategy, they were going east. So, when they turned, the sun was in the eyes of the Khawarizm. And the sun was behind these people. So, they had the advantage of that. But imagine, both are equally tired. Both are equally tired. Both have marched equally long. Both troops are equally exhausted, but they turn around and they fought and they won. Isbiru or Sabiru. Second example from the Sira of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They finished the Battle of Uhud. The Battle of Uhud, they had lost. They were injured. 70 Sahaba had been Shaheed. So they were injured both physically and mentally and, you know, emotionally, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lost Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, and then of course all his closest companions. I mean, it's not a question of, you know, who was related by blood. For example, Musab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu was as dear to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as his own son would have been. So people who was very dear. So they were injured physically, including the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself was injured physically very badly, and they were injured emotionally. And then what happened? When they, at the minute they reached Medina, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the command that all those who have participated in the Battle of Uhud only, not anybody else, only those who participated in the Battle of Uhud, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, put on your armor again and we march, chasing the Quraysh who are going back to Makkah. Now imagine, here are troops. As far as you are concerned, the enemy has gone. But here are troops. You who are exhausted, who have been defeated in battle, they are injured and so on and so forth. But you make them march again. And they marched. Imagine the level of obedience of the Sahaba. Not a single one of them made an excuse. Not a single one said, Ya Rasulullah, I am injured, I fought yesterday, all this while. And people fought. People fought like, you know, subhanAllah, ajib. Now again you ask him, you know, they turned around and they fought. Now again, Isbiru was Sabiru. They had made the preparation, they had fought to the best of their ability in Uhud, and then they turned and they went back, and that is what actually drove the Quraysh away, because the Quraysh, they were going away, but they had not been injured so much. They were, the troops were still fresh, their army was still there. There was a very good chance that they would have turned around and attacked Medina. But when they saw the troops of Medina coming out, and then a rumor spread there also to say that the whole of Medina is now come out, and therefore it's a much bigger army, which was not a fact, but this is part of psychological warfare, which helped worked in their favor. They turned around and they went back to the Makkah and they went back. So the point I'm making is that even in life, it's not enough to work hard. It is not enough to have patience. It is not enough to do this or that. You have to do that and you have to ensure that that is better than the opposition. Only then you win. Because if you are, you're doing all this. I mean, not to say that you're not doing it. You're doing it, but it is as good as the others. Doesn't work. Excellence is to stand out. It is to do more than what the others are doing. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have the sabr and to make the best effort and to give us the barakah in the effort, so that effort is better than the effort of the others. And we ask Allah to, inshallah, to enable us to win. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.